Exodus chapter 12, and I preached this verse before, but we feel compelled of the Lord to preach from it this morning. Exodus 12 and 13, the Bible said, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." I want to preach on this verse this morning and preach about the blood. Amen. When these Israelites were in bondage in the land of Egypt, God used this verse in Scripture here to give them what He would do to deliver them from the house of bondage. Now, you got to realize that in this hour and time, Pharaoh was a God hater. He hated God. He was a ruler over these Israelites that had been in 400-year bondage. And we find here that God, in His mercy, thank God, was going to use Moses, thank God, to be a man of God and give them a message from God in what they were to do to be delivered from the house of bondage. And we find that the same thing that God told them, amen, in that day and hour, the same message that we have today as the people of God. This message hadn't changed. It's still the same. Amen. We don't have to go out and do what they did, but it's still the same. And God is still the same that God uses in this day and hour for a man to be delivered from the house of bondage. I want to preach on that this morning. I want to say, first of all, in this verse, He said, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are." So notice the sign of the blood. The sign of the blood. The word token means it was a signal or a sign. It was a mark or a mark of evidence. Thank God that the blood was to be put upon the house. That was a mark of faith in believing what God said that they had to do to be delivered from the sin of Pharaoh and the bondage that they lied in. And it's still the same, friend. It's still by faith that a man believes in the blood that was shed. We believe in the person of Christ, but you can't separate the blood from Him. For it was the blood that was shed, thank God, for our sin. And so the blood is the evidence of faith on that door. When God seen the blood, it was evidence that they believe what God said. Hey, you'll have to believe God to be saved. If you don't believe, then you're an unbeliever and you don't have saving faith. Saving faith, thank God, took the hyssop that God said take and dipped it in the basin where the blood was and put it on the door. And brother, I'm saying that blood was a sign of saving faith. And my friend, there's all kind of evidence. Thank God, on the door of your heart that the blood's been applied, that there's saving faith. God has saved you. There'll be evidence within that God says there's a token there. There's a saving faith there. And the blood's been applied. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That stirs my heart. I don't know. Thank God that this day the blood has been applied and there is a saving faith of evidence within me. There's a witness in heaven and there's a witness on earth. And I'm saying, brother, the witness in heaven is the blood that was placed on the mercy seat, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And then the blood, thank God, of Christ has truly been applied, amen, in our hearts.
was to wash our sin away. So there is a token within us, a sign, a witness that the blood's been applied. It was the Lamb's blood that was applied. They had to kill the Lamb, and the Lamb's blood was applied, and there was evidence on the doorpost and the two side posts. And listen, when God seen that blood, He saw an evidence of faith that they believed what God said, for they had to do that for the firstborn to be delivered. And that blood applied was evidence, thank God, that they had faith in what God said. Amen. That's right. So there's evidence within us. If you got saved in faith, there's evidence. I'm telling you, I believe God, don't you? I believe God in this book, brother. I believe what God says. And I only believe it, thank God, but by His grace, I've got saved in faith. Amen. It's not a mental conception, but it is within my heart. Thank God that I've had saving faith in the person of the Lord Jesus. And He's my Lord and my God and my Savior, as they sing this morning. And brother, there is a sign on my heart. There's an evidence. There's a mark that the blood has been applied. And brother, you'll have to have that. And God says, when I see the blood, it'll be a token. It'll be a sign. It'll be a witness. Thank God that you believe what I say. Amen. So there's a sign of the blood. Number two, put her down. The sufficiency of the blood. Not only the sign of the blood, but the sufficiency of the blood. Notice what He said in that verse. He said, and when I see the blood. You know what He's saying here? That blood's the only thing that'll please me when I come past the house. He was saying here nothing else would work but the blood that was placed upon the house. Now listen to me this morning. A lot of people believe that all kind of religions are right. There's not all kind of religions that's right. There's only one way that's right, and that's the Lord Jesus and His blood. God didn't say, when I see you in the house and you're sincere in the house, that I'll pass over you. God didn't say, when I see you reading your Bible in the house, I'll pass over you. God didn't say, when I see my friend, your religious garments, I'll pass over you. Hey, He did not say that, brother. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. There's only one thing that satisfies God, and that's what His Son did, and His Son's blood on our heart is the only thing that pleases Him. Nothing else will work. It will nothing work. That don't care what the religious crowd says. There's nothing will work in this day, my friend, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that's been applied to your sinful heart. And when God sees the blood, He'll pass over you. Nothing else will work in this house. You see, let's look at the door a minute. It wasn't placed just on the door. It was placed on the door post. And the blood was applied on the upper door post and the two side posts. And the door post up here, the upper door post, is a picture between God and man. The side post, thank God, is a picture of deliverance from the world. Amen. And listen to me. That blood had to be applied in a certain place. It couldn't just be applied anywhere. It had to be applied on where God told them to apply it. It had to be applied on the upper door post and the two side posts. That's right. It had to be applied there. And when God saw the blood, He said, I'll pass over you. You know, isn't salvation, think about this, isn't salvation so simple this morning? It's hard for man to realize that it's not good works a man saved by. God didn't tell him to do good and he'd pass over him. It's not joining a congregation of the Israelites. The mixed multitude done that. And friend, there's more of a thorn in their side because they wouldn't come to children. It wasn't being good. It wasn't joining the congregation. It wasn't, my friend, doing good. good works. It was the blood. You see, God would never be satisfied with anything we did. We can't offer nothing, God, good enough. We're, my friend, to pay. We're sinners, may I say this morning. You know when I look at that door, and that door's a picture of man's heart, that door's a picture of the deadness of man, that door can't deliver us. It's what's on the door, thank God, that delivers us. There's nothing in my heart that can deliver me from a sinful condition and depravity that's within me. Hey, friend, I'm telling you this, the worst sinner in the world is depraved. Amen. And I'm telling you what, the best moral man in this world is depraved as well. There's no big sinner and little sinner in the sight of God. Everyone that's a sinner lost is in the same boat this morning. It don't matter whether they looked up in the community, my friend, or they're up there on Skid Row. Every one of them has the same problem. They've got a sin nature. They've got a deadness in their heart toward a holy God. And they're going to have the blood applied. And there's nothing else will work. You've heard this when people pass away. Well, he was a good man. But that won't work. Oh, he went to church. That won't work. I tell you, the only thing God says will work that will be sufficient in the day of death is my freeing of the blood that's been applied. The only thing that God would approve and the only thing God would accept was the blood that was on the doorpost. And God said, when I see the blood, that's the only thing that's sufficient. It's not you, you're no good. But it is the blood that's been applied to the doorpost. Amen. That's the only thing God accepts. Listen, no matter whose house it was. Amen. From the top to the bottom, from the worst to what we had called the best, they had to have the blood applied. If they hadn't had the blood applied, I'm telling you what, it would have never been sufficient, thank God, to deliver that home. So listen today, we've got a role. Society says do all you can and do the best you can and you'll be alright in the end. But God don't say that. God says you're a sinner. God says you're depraved. God says you need the blood applied. And God says if the blood's not applied, then the death angel, death will enter your house. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, that's just why that the blood's sufficient. It's only sufficient. It's the precious blood of Christ that's been applied to a sinner's heart. Hey, thank God, there's nothing to boast in but the blood of Christ. We're sinners. He's a Savior. And the blood, thank God, is the only thing I can say. Amen. That's right. So when I see the blood, he said, that's sufficient. Amen. That's the only thing sufficient this morning to save you. Thank God. When you get to thinking highly of yourself, you need to take a good look at what the blood did. Amen. That's right. They didn't say, now look what we did. It's what the blood did. In fact, God says, when I see the blood, he didn't say, when I see the house, even though there had to be a house. He didn't even say, when I see who's in the house. He said, when I see the blood. God's no respecter of person. When the blood's applied, we're all on the same ground. God, my friend, every house is the same. Every sinner, my friend, is a sinner. Religion's got your mind deceived this morning if you think that there's good sinners and bad sinners.
Yeah, that's right.
And what we believe in this hour, right, we've compared ourselves to people. And I'm telling you what, much as this Bible, my friend, teaches that a man without God's a sinner. And a man that never has been saved is a sinner. Now you can be a religious sinner and go to hell, right, as sure as that man, my friend, in the jailhouse this morning, that's committed murder, that's committed adultery, that's committed, my friend, all kinds of sins and crimes against God, against law, and against nature. But I'm telling you what, if you die in the lost state, you'll go to the same hell and have the same judgment. Amen. And you'll probably have more judgment upon you because you know more. And the man that has been given the more God requires. Hey, you say, oh no, that man that done worse and done more wicked things. I'm telling was a man that knew to do the will of God and refused to do it. Amen. That's what the book teaches. See, you know what people say? I had a fellow tell me this one time after I got saved, born again. He said, I believe people that go to hell's real bad people. I said, well, that's true. But you're not seeing the whole picture. In the eyes of God, everybody's bad. Amen. He's talking about people that had done bad crimes. Hey, brother, we done the worst crime man could ever do. He hung Christ on Calvary. He hated God. He said no to God. Hey, man, we've committed the worst sin I've ever committed. We had him crucified. We said no to a loving God. We said no to the truth. And I'm telling you what, because of our sin, that's within us, Jesus went to Calvary. He took upon him, my friend, our sin. But we was the one that hung him there. We was the one that committed the crime. We're as guilty as anybody else. So I'll say number two. Not only is there a sign of the blood, but there's a sufficiency of the blood. So God accepts only the blood that's been upon the door, the blood of the Lamb. So here's the thing. If you want delivered, it's got to be by the blood. And the blood's done been shed. And the blood, my friends, on the mercy seat, and the same blood's got to be applied by a merciful God under the authority and power of God. And when a man, thank God, saved, the blood's applied, and he has peace through the blood. That's the only way he can have peace, is through the blood. You don't say this and I'm through this morning. Not it's the sign of the blood and the sufficiency of the blood, but there is the security of the blood. You know, I got up last night, in the middle of the night, had to go to the bathroom, and you know, when I got up, I'm thinking about the message. And the Holy Ghost said that this is the best home security system that a man can have. Amen? I got to think about that. Hey, say, we want to keep the burglars out. I'm not against that, I'm just giving an illustration. And we got a home security system. It might probably happen in these days. But they're not 100%. You know what? When I lock my door at night, and I lock every door, and I usually try to go through the house and make sure the three doors are locked. But in my own mind, I'm thinking, if somebody wants to get in, they can get in. It'll just be a harder time for them to get in. Amen? And there's a lot of home security system. Hey, call me and say, well, would you be interested in getting a good home security system? And I've only got the answer for them next time. They gave it to me last night. I've got the best one a man can have. Who's standing guard? That's exactly what that scripture's saying right here in the book. If God will show you this one, that's exactly what God's saying right here. Not only is there sufficiency in the blood, there's security in the blood. And what He's saying is, God says, when I see the blood on the house, He told that to the Israelites, His chosen nation of people. The plan was given to them. The Lamb was given to them. That's why He said in Matthew 1:21, and thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. In context, that's talking about the nation of Israel. Even though, thank God, now it's been manifested to us. But basically what God was saying right there is, when I see the blood on your house, I'm going to stand at guard. The word Passover means I'm going to protect you. In other words, I'm guarding your house. When death comes through Egypt, he's not coming in here. Why? Because there's security in the blood. Hey, there's no way. Hey, friend, I'm telling you what. You believe it? If you're looking at a man this morning that believes the Bible, and I believe when a man really gets born again, truly saved, he is secure as a man could ever be. He can't be lost again. There's no such thing as getting lost again. There's no such thing as being saved one day and lost the next. Hey, that'd be saying God can't keep guard. He said He kept us by the power of God. He kept us by, thank God, His own power. And He'll present it that way. But listen, God's saying here that the security of the blood is that God is guarding that house and protecting that house. For in that midnight hour when God would come through the land of Egypt and, brother, He would see the blood on that doorpost, He would guard that house. He would pass over it. He would protect it. From who? The destroyer that was coming in the land of Egypt that night. And every house of the in Egypt's land that did not have blood upon it, the firstborn died. And, brother, when Pharaoh found out that they were dying in every house, including his, he said, "We got to let these people out of here. We'll all be dead by my friend the next day. We'll all be dead men." Hey, friend, I'm telling you, the blood protected, thank God, that Israelite from facing death, my friend, that was security, that know that God stood at the door of that house. Amen. That's why death could not enter. That's why death can't enter and take your soul if you're saved. Because God says, "I see the blood on the soul of that man that come to me." The blood's there, and God stands at guard, thank God, at His house. I heard an old man of God preaching on this one time here at the church, and I got to scratching my head. And it was a good while back. And I don't know if you remember Brother Butch Moles' name. He's passed on now. It's been a long time ago. And he was talking about God standing at guard. And I was wondering, I thought, I wonder about that. But I'm telling you, that's God's truth right there. You know what? When death comes, listen, He's protected you from hell. He's delivered you from the wrath to come. He's standing there as a security. Thank God, says, "No, He's securing me. You can't come get Him and take Him to hell. He's in heaven. He's seated there. He's going there. Death can't get a hold of Him." That's right. That's why He sent it Israelite. Death can't take Him. Listen to me. Is it true that we're saved by the blood of the crucified one? Is it true, thank God, that He saved us from the wrath to come? Is it true that His blood saved us from the world? Is it true that His blood saved us from sin? And when God sees you, He don't see anybody perfect in the flesh. He sees the, thank God, the blood that's been applied to a sinful man, and God accepts the blood, and at the same time He's working, thank God, in the one who He saved by His blood. That's right. It's a perfected work in us. You know why you doubt God? You know why you doubt God? You look too much at yourself. Oh, me, hear the death angels coming tonight. Oh, how are we going to get out of here? Oh, I sure hope. Hey, friend, He's already said His word, thank God. How are you going to get out? It's by the blood of the Lamb. How are you going to get out of here anyhow? It's by the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you, the promise of God is in Him, yea, and in Him, amen. And I'm telling you, you've got to believe what He said. Thank God, that's a sign, that's a mark, that's a witness. In my heart, I have been saved. Amen. There's peace in the blood. Hey, thank God. I'm glad having made peace through the blood of His cross. He did reconcile us unto God. At one time we was at enmity with God. Boy, I'm glad. The Marines has got that saying. They got that saying, the Marines. The few, the proud, the Marines. Isn't that what it says? The few, the saved, the saints. That's right. Amen. That's right. I'm in this way. God put me in this way. The more I grow in grace, the more I just see how big He is and how little I am. And I see, in being saved this morning, it was the blood that God applied to my heart. And when God, my friend, thank God, when death does come my way, I got somebody to protect me from hell. I got somebody to guard me, thank God, from my friend, the second death. I'm not dying, I'm living. The body will die. Why? Because Adam sinned in the garden and God said the soul that sinneth it will die. He said if you eat of that fruit, you're going to die. He was going to die a physical death. So this body began to decay. This body began to corrupt. This body's a vile body. This body can't inherit the kingdom of God. God's going to give me a glorified body. God's going to give me a body fashioned like unto His body. And I'm telling you what, you'll have that to get in. But I'm telling you, there's something more than this body. Thank God there's a soul within me. There's a spirit within me that's been saved and regenerated. And it goes to God when I die. And I'm telling you, God stands to guard over my life because I'm His by the blood this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I go by houses. I'll ride down the road. Me and my wife, we was going somewhere yesterday and man, there's a big old house. I mean, it's beautiful. Then you go on down a little road, a little bit down the road and there's just a little house. And I can't help but think every time. You know, it don't matter how big the house is. And it don't matter how little the house is. It matters whether the blood's upon the house. I admit to you, you ride through something town of Salisbury and see some of my old houses. Being kept up, they awful beautiful. Pretty houses. And then to be honest, you can ride through a poor section of town and see paint peeling off houses. I'm getting to a point. The fact of it is, when death comes, it's not the size of the house. It's what's upon the house. And I've told y'all this, and I'll tell you again. My aunt, Lula, she lived in a little old basement apartment. She kept me pennies in a jar for my radio ministry and broadcast. She didn't have no way to get around. Her day was get up in the morning, fix herself breakfast, listen to Christian radio all day. She didn't have a television down there. She had a radio on her table over there and had that little jar of pennies. And her day was to get up, fix the breakfast, listen to Christian radio, and basically just stay in that place. And once in a while, Grandpa would take her to the store, take her out to eat, and that was the thrill of her life about in her old age. But when death came to her door, she had the blood applied. And there's a lot of places that had a lot of this world's goods and didn't have the blood applied. I'm going to tell you this morning, you better know the blood's been applied to your heart. It's sufficient. It's sufficient. And it's secure. Thank God to get you out of this life. Into God's heaven. I'm glad I'm in this way. I just tell you that. I've thought about it many a time. I'm just glad I'm in this way. I'm glad I'm not in a religious way. I'm glad, thank God, I'm not in the world's way. But I'm in this way. And I'll tell you what. It's the best way. It's the only way. It's the blood way. Hey, if you don't have it, you need to get it. Every individual needs to know the blood's been applied. That little old boy right there, he's going to need the blood. Hey, babe. Hey, babe, can I hold you? If he cries, I'll give him back. Hey. This little boy here in the sight of God is a sinner. That's right. As much as you other ones, me too. Me too. He's got to have the blood applied. That's right. The only hope he's got is the blood be applied.
Amen.
That's right. The blood's got to be applied to him. Don't listen to me. He's not going to get in because he's a good little boy. He's going to get in because the blood's applied. Right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure, that's right.
The only hope he's got is the gospel gets his heart.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad I'm in this way.
Amen.
I'd like to see the Holy Ghost get a hold of him at a young age, save him, bring him into the family of God.
Yeah.
That's right. Use him for the glory of God.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. It's sufficient, son.
Right.
It's sufficient. I'm telling y'all it's sufficient.
Yeah.
And it's secure.
Right.
I got home security.
Yeah,
I got better security than any man could ever have. I don't even have to have a bodyguard to walk around me. No matter what takes place in this life, I'm secure. Wherever I'm at. How about you? Let's stand this morning. How about you? Some of you lost need to get saved. You need to take, thank God, the truth this morning and ask God to have mercy on you and save you. You're living in an insecure heart. You don't know right now. You know, but you don't want to admit it. You don't know right now. You're saved. You're insecure. How can a man be secure if he don't know? He came. You need to get saved. Saved! 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 No matter who you are, you need to get saved! Father, take your word, use it as it please you. Deal with hearts as it would please you. I pray for these young men in here. Pray for these little boys and girls. Pray for adults. Never has been saved. Never has had the blood applied. God, I pray this morning they'd see the need to be on the altar and pray. And cry upon Thy name. Save them, Lord. We don't want to see them die and go to hell. We won't see them have a bodyguard, a security guard against hell. Against the wrath of God to come. The only way they can have that's the blood of Christ. God, save them. Take them out of that place of guilt. May they be made righteous. Grant that, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Sings that first verse, you come pray. You're not secure. You don't have security. You're unsure in life and in death. Come this morning while He speaks.